Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Tanisha.com, the podcast. Today I'm recording outside, so if you're hearing the bird noises right now or probably the wind on the microphone, I would say I apologise, but for those of us who can't be outside legally, you're welcome. So this week's article is called Nice Guys Finish Last, Masculinity and Morality. And I want to start this article and this podcast version of the article off with a disclaimer. I'm about to do a lot of generalising. Logically, I can't speak to the experience of all women or of all men, but I'm not making those generalisations with the intention of stereotyping anyone. I'm simplifying through the use of generalisation to point out a gender-related phenomena that I have noticed and discuss possible causes and effects. Now, with that out of the way, I have a question for you. Kindness is weakness. We've all heard it before, but is it true? And more importantly, is it true for everyone in every scenario? I'm going to try and answer these questions in two parts. Firstly, how do we define weakness through masculinity? And secondly, how do we define kindness in masculinity? So part one, weakness in masculinity. I'd argue that kindness isn't weakness unless the kindness is damaging for the person giving it. Kindness is, on a basic level, putting someone else's feelings above your own and making your decisions based on how they feel. Weakness, therefore, can be seen in the disconnect between how someone feels and how someone acts. If you look at it this way, you aren't weak for expressing your emotions, or indeed not expressing your emotions, but weakness comes from a shortage of internal understanding of your feelings. The problem is that men are socialized to feel uncomfortable discussing their emotions, even on a casual level. From a young age, they're told to toughen up in response to tantrums. They're not told calm down and explain what's wrong. As a result, they miss out on developing the skills to identify, articulate, and express their inner emotions, and they become accustomed to bottling it up and getting on with it. This stoic, strong Aussie battler expectation on men harms everyone. According to a report carried out by the Australian Institute of Professional Counsellors, patterns of emotional repression result in more significant emotional outbursts in men that contribute directly to domestic violence. Also, poor mental health directly correlates to physical illness. Consider how many men aren't comfortable going to the doctor when they're sick because of social expectations and unrealistic strength exemplified through phenomena like the man flu. The higher rates of early death among men likely result from this harmful stoic stereotype. According to Lifeline, an average of 9 Australians die of suicide every day. 75% of these are male. Throughout the drought, depression and suicide rates among men between 40 and 85 in rural Australia were recorded at an all-time high. The social systems, expectations, and stereotypes that cause this harm are difficult to break free of. On paper, it seems as though sharing your feelings is an easy step to make. But men who choose to step outside of this toxic masculinity and share their feelings openly are actively destroying the pillars and structures by which they understand their reality. It runs so deep on a personal and societal level that doing something as simple as crying in front of a friend as a man is a radical step. I won't pretend to know the answer or solution to this problem. Still, I think it's essential to be aware of the way that men and women are socialized to experience personal reality in vastly different ways. Part 2, kindness in masculinity. We somewhat unknowingly draw a link between what is right and what is kind, and they're not always the same thing. The reason for this comes back to kindness, defined as putting someone else before yourself. Sometimes it is morally correct to put yourself first. You can't pour from an empty cup. Morality is not the same as kindness. Problems such as the phenomena of the nice guy emerge when we confuse the two. Society champions men for displaying any sense of morality, in theory kindness, and scrutinizes them for showing any emotion or weakness. As I said before, kindness isn't always a weakness, but because men are taught that it is unacceptable to be emotional, they are also taught that it is emasculating to be kind. The idea of simping and pick-me boys are based on this archetype. Kindness is associated with femininity, so men who are kind without expecting anything in return are considered less masculine. This, of course, breeds insecurity, hence the rise of the nice guy. I assume that when our grandparents were teenagers, chivalry was still alive and well because it was a social norm for men to be kind to women without expecting praise or reward. Nowadays, there is no culturally equivalent term for a kind female because it's expected that a woman is kind. In contrast, it's considered rare for a man to be kind. Hence the apparent novelty of a nice guy. A nice guy, and I say that with air quotes if you haven't gotten that yet, is usually a young man who views the male gender as inherently bad. So they go out of their way to assert that they are a nice guy compared to all the other bad guys that women like so much. Think of Ted Mosby and How I Met Your Mother. The problem is, if you're only respectful to women that you're attracted to, it doesn't count as respecting women. Plus, it's a very fragile idea to hang your self-image on comparing yourself to other men and to the attraction that you do or do not receive from women. Insecurity is unattractive, but showing emotional authenticity is not. I think regardless of your gender and the gender that you're attracted to, that's true. Again, I won't claim to know the answers. Restructuring the result of billions of years of social conditioning is basically unachievable. Plus, there's always the possibility that it's not even necessary. Unfortunately, if we somehow fixed every social problem in the world today, we'd just have a new set of issues the next day. But I hope that eventually everyone will feel empowered to speak their truth and find self-love free from comparison to others. I hope that more men will come to know their worth outside of their service to other people. On a more positive note, there are organisations such as Men's Shed to support men who need to speak up, and I think we are becoming more understanding and accepting of gender as a spectrum instead of a rigid set of social rules. I tried to make sure that I wrote this post in the most respectful and informative way possible, not feeding into the pointless male versus female fight. We're on the right track in overcoming these rigid restraints of gender norms, and mutual understanding is a crucial factor in that. Thank you for listening. Remember to like, share, comment, whatever you do on whatever platform or whatever device you're using. I may or may not make another podcast this week for one of my uni assignments. I'll be interviewing one of the other women in my course.